it's not like that we can't bring our level without Graziano, because we know he's a strong guy in front. He's the top scorer of the team, but we have other strikers with some different qualities than Graziano. And that's all about that everybody knows, maybe in some circumstances we have to play a little bit different than normally we do. And we have a good example last year against Chelsea when Graziano was not starting. And I still remember the comments of John Terry after the game, how tough it was to play against Shane Long. And that's a good compliment, and that's what we expect also for this Saturday.
Yeah, he's returned timely given Graziano's absence. Does it change much the way you train in the week, or do you just expect the players, because they're professionals, to adapt how they get the ball forward?
No, it's also about the opponent, the weaknesses of the opponent, and the qualities. But as a team, as a player, you have to know the striker is Pelle, or the striker is Sadio, or the striker is Ramirez, or the striker is Long. That's different. And you can play the long ball on the chest of Graziano. Shane is different. And they are players are moving more in spaces, in get that space behind the defenders of the opponent. And that's a little bit different, but that's training, and that's talking, and that's showing clips what we have to change.